Please, just sit tight as you listen. He's not going to take too long time, so you will understand what he's saying, and then you can ask some questions. And I'm sure you will be thoroughly blessed. I'm very sure about that. God bless you.
Thank you, brother. That's the best introduction I've had on this whole trip into the north. I do preach the truth of the gospel. I hope that you will understand me clearly. I will try to talk slowly, but the prosperity gospel is not the message of God. I'm so thankful to have you here in a place where you can hear the truth. And Brother Joel, as a pastor of these children, of this flock, and your lovely wife who has really served us so very well with such humility, the school children here, which are in order and paying attention with your listening ears, and your hardworking staff, and perhaps it's some parents out there. I will try to speak loudly and clearly, make sure everyone hears me and understands. Our text is in the book of 2 Corinthians in chapter number 13. And as mentioned, Daisy will come up after me and speak a little bit about our foundation. This is the type of organization that I would love to partner with in the future, as God enables us to help. In 2 Corinthians, in chapter number 13, we're going to start at verse number 10, and we'll read down until the end of the chapter. And the title of the message is For Edification. For edification. And Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 10, therefore, I write these things being absent, lest being present, I should use sharpness. I don't want that. I don't want to have to do that. I don't want to have to separate people out of the church. According to the authority which the Lord has given me for edification and not for destruction. What the Apostle Paul is saying is that his edifying of other believers, his building them up in Jesus Christ, building us up, that is the purpose of the gospel message, and that is really, it's the purpose of the gospel preacher. It's not to intimidate you. It's not to destroy you. It's not to bring men into slavery unto themselves. Often people here in Nigeria think that their pastors are almost gods, and they worship them. They're scared to rebuke them. If the pastor says it, it goes. If the pastor did it, even though it's wrong in Scripture, is atheist tolerated. But that's not the freedom of our Lord Jesus Christ. He took away our sin. He that was rich was made poor. He suffered on the cross to set the captives free. You and I are free in Christ and equals in Christ. Me, you, the Apostle Paul have the exact same righteousness, which is the righteousness of trusting Jesus Christ. Once we trust him, he clothes us, as we sang in the song, with the righteousness of Christ, with his garments of praise. And we are acceptable by God in his sight based upon what our Lord Jesus Christ did, and him alone. And we are free from the bondage of sin by the power of the Holy Ghost.
We have a new nature. And we have been gifted and we have been blessed by God. And all of us, both pastor and people, both his brother as your leader, and you and me are all equally loved by God at the sight of his son and the cost of his precious blood. And so the pastoral ministry, like this school, is to build you up. It's not for praise upon themselves. Their joy is in your service and seeing you grow. Not just in college and in education or nursing school, but to see you grow in Christ. What Brother Joel said yesterday, if he can see you make heaven, have salvation, his life, it will be complete. As he said, he knows as to how to make money. I can understand that. I can tell. But there's greater riches in the kingdom of heaven than making money for yourself. It's the salvation of other people. Our Lord Jesus came down here from heaven for something greater than money. And when the devil offered it unto him, he said, no. I'm going to Calvary. I'm going to die upon the cross for my blessed people. Of the ones that God the Father hath chosen, and he hath given them unto me. All that the Father gives me, he said, shall come to me. And him that comes unto me, I will for no reason cast away. His purpose, his mission, it was greater than wealth. It was the unsearchable riches of Christ. And so even though this brother Paul, our beloved brother, he had to separate the precious and the vile in the church. He had to have truth. And he had to have sound doctrine in our life. He said, I'm not coming here in order to oppress. I don't want to come in and have to scatter this flock. I want all of you by self-examination to embrace our Lord Jesus Christ. Trust him for real. Don't let your children make heaven and you perish. You hear the gospel message too. It's not just for them. You teachers, teach them the gospel in your way of life. This is why the message has come unto all of us. And to be obedient unto its teaching and to be built up by our Lord Jesus Christ. Right? It's to build you up.
It's to strengthen you. It's to make you better. It's to make you happier in Christ Jesus. Verse 11 says that finally, brethren, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Paul says, farewell. It's my last letter. I'll be joining you in person perhaps, but in this letter I'm saying farewell. Become a complete, a wholehearted, all-out child of God. A fruit-bearing child of God. Be of good comfort. Rejoice. Be happy.
There is joy in our Lord Jesus. Many of you have gone through very tough situations. And you will have even more to bear as you get older. It's our grief is at times, is it only increases. Our sorrows are coming upon us. Don't let people tell you different. As he was saying, you can't actually pay your way out of trouble. It's coming on the richest man and the poorest man. But there is more joy in our Lord Jesus Christ. His suffering at the cross has removed the anger of God. So whatever God brings our way, it could be a disappointment about school, a rejection of a boyfriend, hardship and trial over the gospel, sickness, even to death in your family. It could be bodily affliction or torment of mind. Some children of God are just, they are more naturally unhappy. There's still more joy in Jesus Christ. In your sin being taken away, you're forgiven. Being accepted by God, who sends men to hell, but has had mercy upon you. Eternal life is ours by the choice of God. He said, you did not choose me, I chose you. Happiness in Christ comes from looking at the things that cannot be seen as we make our requests known unto God with thanksgiving. As you go through your troubles, your trials, never forget to be thankful for everything you have in Christ that can't be seen. The redemption of the soul is precious. It ceases forever. Can anybody in Nigeria actually buy their soul from the wrath of God? How many naira as to what it take? How about dollars in the USA? How about fame and popularity? Is the prettiest wife, is the most handsome, strong husband able to redeem you from death? The wrath of God was pacified in his son on our behalf. I'm happy. I will never have to pay for my sin. My soul and your soul shall be comforted for all of eternity in Christ Jesus. We'll see his face, and we will be made like him, and we will dwell in the kingdom of love with no more sin, no more pain, and no more sorrow. And right now, don't let anybody fool you, he gives the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Greater is he that's in us than he that's attacking us in this world. There is comfort and joy unto be obtained from God every day of your life. Walk in the joy of Christ. Circumstances, and for many of you, have been drastic, both girls and boys, and to be orphaned, and to lose your parents, and to be abused perhaps. There's still more joy in Jesus Christ. He's the comfort.
Make sure you take your comfort every day, every chance you get. It's your inheritance. You go unto God your Father as a father and say, I'm in need of joy, peace, and kindness and love. And he'll give you his spirit for Christ's sake.
And be of one mind, be in unity, and live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you.
For our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, whose blood he shed, which cleanses us from all sin, he'll be a friend unto the sinner who is a child of God. Is it possible I'm a sinner and a saint at the same time? Is that possible? It is possible. In me, that's my flesh, dwells absolutely no good thing, but I delight in the law of God after the inner man. I'm righteous and sinful at the same time. I confess my sins daily. Don't you? But the blood of Jesus cleanses me from all sin, which means I'm forgiven and able to live better, to improve, to actually love. And God is of such power that when he forgives you as a sinner, he makes you more loving as a saint. He makes you more humble, more gentle, more time by showing you your spots and transgressions. That's how he walks with you. This God of love and peace, through the precious blood of his only begotten Son, he accepts us. I don't have to earn his favor. I don't have to hide my head from God. There was a woman last night, young, and she sat by herself under the preaching. And she moved away as the preaching was going on, but she paid attention, and I came up to her afterwards to kind of comfort her in Christ, and she could not lift her eyes up to even look at me. Part of it's cultural, but the bondage, the fear of pastor, the fear of men, you walk with God through the blood of Christ, and your guilt is gone. You trust in Jesus Christ. He paid it already. And the Father receives you face to face. Face to face. His love sent the Son. And in love, he'll walk with you. Every day of your life, look to Jesus Christ as the only reason for any peace with God, and you'll have peace. You'll have peace. At all times, it'll come back to you. Even if it leaves you, it'll come back. Look to Christ. Look to Christ. And receive and take
that which he freely gives. Verse number 12. Verse number 13. Greet one another with a holy kiss, with charity, with love, and with affection. All the saints greet you.
He's telling us here to love each other. As the saints of God who've been blessed by God through Jesus Christ, love each other, greet one another. Even saints you haven't seen, they love you, and you may grow up to meet them in heaven, even though you never meet them in person. But like me, I meet them online. Is everybody thinks I'm supported by my friends, by my family, and my churches? Not really. It's the people who support me the most. I've never met them in my life. But they have seen, they have heard, and they send money into my account, and we pray for each other, and we're friends, even though we've only seen each other on email or on Facebook. You will have friends in Christ Jesus who will break your heart. It will be people who are not truly Christians, whom you care about, who will make you agonize in pain. But there will be true men and women of Jesus Christ who you'll love even beyond your own flesh and blood. So if you are an orphan, you are not an orphan. You're a member of a great family in Christ Jesus. And the way to enjoy this family is to love them, even when it seems like they might not love you. And you'll meet others who do love you and will really show it. The Church of Jesus Christ, where the truth is preached and where love is practiced, that's your family of families. Greet one another. Love each other with passion. We have some groups here that can gather for prayer, for Bible study. You don't have to, it doesn't have to wait if you want to sing hymns. You don't have to wait on the worship service. Meet amongst yourselves. And you pick out those who love the gospel and embrace them. Help them up. And God will be with you. Right? That's right.
If we obey, we get the blessing. Part of the blessing of love is to experience more love.
Unto the merciful, I will show myself merciful, he says.
Blessed are the merciful. They will obtain mercy. If you're looking unto Jesus Christ in order to love your neighbor, he'll show you more of himself. He'll give you strength and reward you. And then the last thing here is in verse number 14. The grace, here's the Holy Trinity in one verse. And the Godhead is our friend. He's our inheritance. He's our exceeding great reward. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, he gave his life in order to give us everything. His sufficiency, my grace is sufficient. The actual satisfaction of soul is from looking to Jesus Christ. He's the bread of life. He is the water that if any man drink, he won't be thirsty. It's not just talk. As far as earthly comforts, I'm from California. I had them all. Perfect weather, no mosquito, light. But as far as the grace of Christ, I'm experiencing it here like never in my life. He's enough. A look from him satisfies the soul. Hunger and thirst no more. And the love of God, that's of God the Father. His love, listen to me, his love. He decided who he would save and he chose you. That's his love. He gave his son for you. That's his love. Everything he does is in love. Every tear we shed, he calls in love. His love embraces us, forgives and cleanses us, walks with us. Tell the truth.
It's true. You ought to listen. It's for you.
And the communion, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
The whole Trinity is in this one verse. Our Father's love and the Son's grace and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost. The friendship inside your soul. Anybody here lonely at times? There's a friend inside your soul called God. God inside of you. As the brother was saying, the inheritance is not in silver and gold. Peter said, I don't have any money, but the name of Jesus I've got. And through his name, God has that inside us. He said, for grace, and he's inside of us as a friend. That's the communion and sweet fellowship of our Lord Jesus. I want your spirit. And so, all that look, I won't come here to help. If I have to say, I'm going to separate, I'm going to leave the truth of God. The day is coming when God's wrath will be on the wicked. Right now, repent and believe the gospel. Embrace him. Take his kindness. Don't mistake his kindness as blindness. He sees it all. Every wickedness. But you come to him, he'll build you up. He brings the gospel not to destroy your life, but to build you up with joy, peace, and fellowship with God, and love towards your neighbor, and some of these true children of God's love towards you. Have you heard the message? Have you trusted Christ? Yes, sir. That's the main thing. From your heart, reach out by faith and grab a hold of Christ. Trust him that what he did on the cross is enough for God to give you the blessing of himself and of love towards his people and of upright character. And the Lord bless you
Is a brother able to lead us in prayer?